الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملت أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا إلى آخر الآية عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن الرجل قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحق بحسن صحابتي يا رسول الله قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أمك قال ثم من قال أبوك رواه البخاري أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, amongst the many bounties and favors of Allah upon insan, one is the great ni'mat and one is the great bounty of parents. It is unfortunate and tragic that the reality of this ni'mat generally dawns upon us very, very late. And some of those unfortunate children, that the reality dawns upon them after their parents have left this world. Brothers, if you study Quran and Hadith, if you analyze the verses of the Quran and the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, you would safely come to the conclusion that after Allah and His Rasul, you are most obliged to your parents. And furthermore, if you make a more intricate study of Quran and Hadith, if you analyze the verses of the Quran and you study the Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, you would definitely come to the conclusion that as far as servitude is concerned, your obligation is many more fold to your mother than that to your father. Hence we find there are many, many riwayat in the compilation of hadith that explain to us this particular theory that after Allah and His Rasul, the greatest obligation goes out to our parents. The greatest obligation goes out to our parents. That is why we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. The ayatah kareema that I had recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, O insan, we have enjoined upon you to be dutiful, to be kind, to be obligated to your parents. And then Allah singles out this duty of man, the duty of man to his mother. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتُ كُرْهَا. Allah says, your mother, she bore you in pain and she delivered you in pain. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. She bore you, she delivered you, she suckled you and she weaned you off. The Quran says it took a great portion of 2.5 to 3 years of the strength of this woman, the energy of this woman, and the time of this woman in this initial stage and first development stage of yours, O insan. In fact, if you have to analyze this bond between any two humans, you will find that the greatest bond exists between that nursing mother and a nursing child, between that suckling mother and a suckling child. That is why the opening verses of Surah Al-Hajj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the severity of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah speaks about the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. It will be that day when a nursing mother will become negligent and she will abandon her nursing child. So when this relation will not remain, which is the greatest of bonds, naturally there will be no other relation that would avail you. وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will abort a child. In this one verse of the Quran, Allah makes mention 3 times of your duty towards your mother. Allah makes mention 3 times of your duty towards your mother. Wallah, brothers, the love of a mother is unparalleled. The love of a mother is unparalleled. Allah commands the mother of Musa alayhi salam, وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. One side, children are being killed cold-blooded in the laps of their mothers. Naturally, the fear and the hysteria of the mother of Musa. Every woman will understand this. Let anybody stretch a big eye towards a child. She will embrace a child. She will cuddle the child. Here the fear is not that somebody is going to stretch a big eye towards my child. Here the fear is that Fir'aun is going to slaughter my child. Allah says, we inspired the mother of Musa. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. That we inspired the mother of Musa that suckle your child. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And if you fear that the intelligence of Fir'aun will locate your child, then do not fear. Take your child and suckle him and put him in a basket and let him sail on the river Nile. وَلَا تَخَافِي غَرْقَهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي فِرَاقَهُ. And do not fear his drowning and do not lament his separation. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return this child to you. So on the command of Allah, this mother takes this child, she places him in the basket to sail on the river Nile. But naturally there is a clash of emotions and this mother is overpowered with sentiments of motherhood. So the Quran says, إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبَدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. It is like that mother who is seeing a five-year-old child at the airport going with her brother. That, oh my bitch, oh my child, I love you, you will be, you are in good hands. She tells the brother, take care of my child. Here the mother is taking her baby. She is taking that infant. She places him in the basket to sail on the river Nile on the command of Allah. But naturally there is a clash of emotions. So the Quran says, in kadat latubadi, that the mother, she was on the verge of divulging that secret of Allah. She was about to say that, bring that basket back. It is my child in that basket. Allah says, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. That we inspired her, we motivated her, we encouraged her, and she allows that basket to sail on the river Nile. Wallah brothers, every mother's story will be different when she had conceived you. My mother will tell me my story, your mother will tell you your story. But the Quran says that because she had conceived you, that justifies your obligation to your mother, not as long as she lives, but even after she leaves this world. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh may Allah, I have failed in fulfilling the rights of my mother. Oh may Allah, I beg you, I beseech you, I implore you. What has happened to the youngsters of today who have grown up and have taken those women into their marriages? By all means. But oh my brothers, have you lost your morals so much that you sit in seclusion with your wife and speak ill of your own mother? May the earth split and swallow such a husband. Wallah, that boy who sits with his wife in seclusion and he agrees with his wife that, yes my beloved, mommy is like that, mommy makes those silly mistakes, may the earth split and swallow such a boy. Wallah, you will find another wife, you will never find another mother. Just as Allah says, oh insan, when you remember me, I remember you. When you forget about me, I still remember you. That time when you forgot about your Allah, Allah says, I am thinking about you. That child who is visiting his mother, he is in the du'as of his mother. And wallah, that child who has thrown his mother out of his door, that child who has thrown his mother into some old age home, I swear by Allah, till today his mother is still crying for him. Unfortunately, it is a very hostile relation. The relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. I just want to make an input from an Islamic perspective. That as a husband, what is your duty and what does Allah demand from you? Brothers, of course, if you are going to sacrifice the rights of any one of them, it is a very, you know, narrow road on which we have to tread as husbands and sons. One side is your wife, one side is your mother. But inshallah, in the light of few ahadith, I will explain to you your duty and I will give you an option in the light of ahadith so that you could mend this relation and come to a workable, suitable solution. Nonetheless, the mother of Musa alayhi salam tells her daughter, who is the sister of Musa alayhi salam, that you walk on the side of the river Nile and see what happens to this basket. Again, this mother is overtaken. Brother, she is the mother. She knows what pain she experienced when she had given birth to you. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. حَمَلْتُ أُمِّي عَلَىٰ أُنُقِي فَرْسَخَيْنَ. O Nabi of Allah, I have carried my mother on my back for 6 miles. في رمضاء شديدة, in such heat that لو ألقيت فيها بضعة من لحم لنضجت فهل أديت شكرا, in such heat that if someone had to take a piece of flesh and place it on the ground, it would have melted in seconds. Tell me, have I carried out the obligation of my mother? Have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? Nabi alayhi salam looks at him and he says, oh my sahabi, what you have done, it is not equivalent to a fraction of the pain she experienced when she had given birth to you. That is why it is mentioned in Mustadraf, fi kulli fannin mustadraf, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when Allah had inspired him with prophethood and he had become the Nabi of Allah, in that narration it is mentioned that Allah had conveyed to him more than 3,500 advisors. The final time when he spoke to Allah, he said that, Ya Allah, awsini, O Allah, give me some advice. Allah tells him that, usika bi ummik. O Musa, my only advice to you is that be dutiful to your mother. He said, Ya Allah, something of pertinence. Allah tells him that, O Musa, be dutiful to your mother. Which Musa? That Musa upon whom the Torah was revealed. That Musa who was sent to the Bani Israel. that Musa is being told that be dutiful to your mother. The discussion persisted, and in the end Allah tells him that, oh Musa, inna ridaha ridaya. Oh Musa, remember, if you have secured the joy of your mother, you have secured my joy. If your mother is hurt with you, I am hurt with you. Allah speaks about the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam in the Quran. In his infancy, in his youth, those who had leveled allegations against his mother, he refuted those allegations that inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. The first statement that Jesus had ever uttered in his life is acknowledging his servitude to Allah and denying being a deity. Allah alone knows where people come with conclusions that he is God. The first statement that Isa alayhi salam had uttered in his life is acknowledging his servitude to Allah and denying being a deity. That is a topic on its own. Nonetheless, he says that Allah had then made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah had blessed me with a kitab. Allah had made me his prophet. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. Allah had ordained the performance of salah and the discharging of zakah. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And Allah has made me one that I am absolutely kind to my mother. Allah speaks about the salient qualities of the various prophets, and then Allah highlights the salient qualities of Yahya alayhi salam. Wa musaddiqan bi kalimatin min Allah wa sayyida. He will be a leader. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiya. That we have given him such a name that nobody prior to him had that name, Yahya. And then Allah says wa hasura, one who had absolutely no inclination towards women. This was the independent quality of Yahya alayhi salam, one who had absolutely no inclination towards women. And then he says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْ. Allah has made me one that I am exceptionally kind to my mother. لَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. One who is not overbearing. The riwayat appears in Bukhari and in Muslim. Before I come to that narration, listen to this narration of Bayhaqi and Muslim. One woman knocks on the door of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Aisha, I am begging. One child on one side, the other side there is another child. Aisha radiallahu anha takes out 3 pieces of dates. She gives it to the mother. The mother takes one date, gives it to one child. Takes the other date, gives it to the other child. The children, they ate the respective dates. And they began looking at the third date with desire. They began tugging at the dress of the mother. That give us that one also. Brothers, let us be honest, you and I as husbands, if we go home after a tiring day, and if our children have to respond in this way, we will tell the wife to take the children and go in the other room, put up another pot of food for them. But wallah, it is that mother who will sacrifice a plate of food. It is that mother who will sacrifice that bed on a cold winter's night. It is that mother who doesn't know time, who doesn't know health, who doesn't know wealth. What has happened to the youth of today? Oh competent youth, oh potential youth, or those who have advanced in this world, but have you forgotten the obligation of your mother? I wonder whether you are progressing or retrogressing. This mother takes this third date. Aisha radiallahu anha observes with anxiety. This mother takes this third date. She splits it into half to this child, half to that child. And she herself goes hungry. Nabi alayhi salam returns. Oh Nabi of Allah, a very peculiar thing happened today. What is it, oh my Aisha? Nabi alayhi salam tells her, a woman came burying with 2 children. I gave her 3 pieces of dates. She gave one to one child, the other to the other child. The children began looking at the third date with desire. The mother could not resist this temptation. She took the third date, split it into half to this child, half to that child. And she herself went hungry. Nabi alayhi salam says, oh my Aisha, I make you my witness that Jannat has become wajib for that mother. لَقَدْ دَخَلَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Have you forgotten that mother of yours? The riwayat appears in Bukhari, the first volume, narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that some prisoners of war were brought before Nabi alayhi salam. And there was a woman who was running to and fro, trying to locate her child. It was time to breastfeed her child. Nabi alayhi salam and sahaba, observing what is happening. Nonetheless, brothers, coming to the point of focus. فَوَجَدَتْ صَبِيَّةً لَهَا فَأَلْسَقَتْهُ بِصَدْرِهَا فَأَرْضَعَتْهُ. After some time, this mother, she finds her child. She takes this child and she clasps this child to her breast and she starts breastfeeding her child. Allah's Rasul and his beloved companions, having witnessed what is happening, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed this question to his companions, that أَرَأَيْتَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةَ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Oh my Sahaba, having witnessed such love, such compassion, such affection, Is it possible, is it conceivable for this mother to take this child and throw it into the fire? Sahaba Ikram say, Wallahi la ya Rasulallah. On this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Wallah brothers, in the mutual bond of love and affection that exists between two human beings, there is no bond, there is no link stronger than the link between the mother and the child. And this bond of love and affection, it is strongest at that time when the child is in need of the mother. And when is this? The breastfeeding phase of the existence of the child. So we can understand how worried this mother must have been. Nabi alayhi salam posed this question to Sahaba Ikram. Sahaba Ikram say, O Nabi of Allah, this is not possible. This mother would never take the courage of throwing this child into the fire. On this Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, Lallahu, Allahu arhamu ala ibadihi min hadhihi al-mar'atu ala waladiha. That I take the qasam of Allah, that Allah loves his slaves more than this mother loves her child. Brothers, whenever Allah has made mention of his love, Allah has coupled it to say that I love you more than your mother, not your father. Why the love of a mother is unique? When Musa alayhi salam was separated from his brother and he goes to Mount Tur, in the interim, a person by the name of Samiri had initiated the worship of the calf. When Musa alayhi salam returns, Raja'a Musa ghadban and asifa. Musa alayhi salam returns angry and upset. Just to digress, brothers, it is mentioned, the Quran mentions, when Musa alayhi salam comes, he grabs his brother. And the Quran says that he grabbed his brother by the beard. From this, the commentators mention, from this we could well imagine the length of the beard of the brother of Musa alayhi salam was long enough that he could grasp onto it. Brothers, I always say, there are two things. Wallah, I have seen in many people, there are two things. There is one sin, it is a sin in itself, but it opens up the doors to thousands of sins. And that is the misuse of the eyes. Nazrun, fabtisamun, fakalamun, famaw'idu. It is a lustful gaze, which is translated into a smile. Exchange of phone numbers and shattering of marriages. Be'parda hasino heswa huwa tanga zamana. The poet says that wallah, the era and the time is frustrated with unveiled and beautiful woman. Agar anko katune unse nabachaye. If you will not divert your gazes from the beautiful woman, don't even try to divert your thoughts. Inevitably, your hearts would be captured. So Allah, brothers, there is one sin. It is a sin in itself, but it opens up the doors to thousands of sins. And that is the misuse of the eyes. And Allah, there is one good. It is a good in itself, and it opens up the doors to thousands of goods. And that is the lengthening of the beard. As long as you lengthen your beard, in society you will be depicted as a lover of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. This is one quality that will motivate you further and enhance your spirituality towards the obedience of Allah. Nonetheless, Musa alayhi salam returns angry and upset, and he grabs his brother by the beard. So the brother seeks the sympathy of Musa alayhi salam, and he says, Yabna umma, oh the son of my mother. He doesn't say, oh my biological brother, or oh my brother. He says, oh the son of my mother. The commentators say that he was playing on sensitive grounds. Wherever the term mother is used, it denotes sympathy. The hadith al-Karimah that I quoted in the beginning, the riwayat appears in Bukhari. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. O Nabi of Allah, which is that person who is most deserving for my best relation? Nabi alayhi salam tells him, your mother. Next in merit, O Nabi of Allah, your mother. Next in merit, your mother. On the fourth instance, Nabi alayhi salam said, your father. Three times in succession, Nabi alayhi salam said, your mother. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. Aradtu al-jihad. I intend going in the path of Allah. Ji'tuka astashiruk. I thought that let me present my situation before you and ask you for some advice. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, Halaka min ummik. Oh my sahabi, do you have a mother? The sahabi said, yes, O Nabi of Allah, I have an elderly mother. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ilzamha fa innal jannata inda rijriha. Go and serve your mother. Secure a good relation with your mother and Jannat is yours. Brothers, many a time we want to apply this hadith at different places. But wallah, brothers, delay your vacation and serve your mother. The riwayat appears in Durr Mansur. Listen to the words of Nabi alayhi salam. Abdullah bin Umar is the narrator. لَنَوْمُكَ عَلَى السَّرِيرِ بَيْنَ وَالِدَيْكَ وَتُضْحِكَهُمَا وَيُضْحِكَانِكَ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ جِهَادِكَ بِالسَّيْفِ. Oh my sahabi, sitting on the bed of your mother, in the presence of your mother, the words of Nabi alayhi salam, and just bringing joy to your mother. Wallah, brothers, that is all the mothers are wanting today. That is all the mothers are wanting today. Nabi alayhi salam said, your presence sitting on the bed of your mother, watudhikahuma, and to make your mother laugh while thousands of youth are making the mothers cry. Where are those youth who will make the mother smile while thousands of youth are bringing grief and sorrow to their mothers? Where are those youth who will bring happiness to their mothers? That every juncture when she gets up at the time of tahajjud, it is dua. Every turn she takes, it is dua. Nabi alayhi salam says, oh my sahabi, your presence sitting on the bed of your mother, bringing joy to your mother, telling your mother a happy word, it is better for you than taking the sword and going in the ferocious battle and killing the kuffar. Securing a good relation with your mother is better than jihad. So Nabi alayhi salam asked the sahabi that, oh my sahabi, do you have any parents? The sahabi says, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam tells him, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِيهَا فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَعُمْرَةٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ. That go and secure a good relation with your mother. If you have done that in the eyes of Allah, you performed hajj also, you performed umrah also, you did jihad also. Wallah, brothers, there are riwayat upon riwayat. One person comes to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, oh Hussein, you are a very pious person, but I never see you eating with your mother. He says, let me tell you why. أَخَافُ أَن تَسْبِقُوا يَدِي يَدَهَا إِلَى مَا تَسْبِقُ عَيْنَيْهَا. It mustn't happen that if I eat with my mother and the gaze of my mother falls on a morsel, and I had picked up that morsel that she had intended to eat, if I picked up that morsel that she had intended to eat, I regard myself to be disobedient to my mother. Allahu Akbar, there are riwayat upon riwayat. One sahabi is sitting with Nabi alayhi salam. Sahabi ikram are sitting with Nabi alayhi salam in a place called Ji'arrana. And Nabi alayhi salam is distributing meat to those sahaba around him. If akbalat imra'atun, suddenly one woman comes advancing towards Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam stands up. Basatalaha rida'ahu. Nabi alayhi salam tells sahaba to make place. He takes his chadar and his cloth. He places it on the ground. And he tells this woman to sit down. Sahaba wondering that who is this woman who enjoys such hospitality at the hands of Nabi alayhi salam. So the narrator of the hadith says, I tapped the sahabi next to me, that who is this woman? So he says that this is, hiya ummuhu allati irda'atu. This is the foster mother of Nabi alayhi salam. Brothers, you tell me, if this is your obligation to your foster mother, what would be your obligation to your biological mother? Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatum writes in his risala, under the chapter of Qurbani, he says, when Ismail alayhi salam was separated from his father, and he was taken to be slaughtered on the command of Allah. At that juncture, when Ismail alayhi salam was about to be slaughtered, he makes two requests to his father. He says, oh my father, the first request I have is that whilst you are slaughtering me, there will be eye contact. And because of this eye contact, this may result in reluctancy in carrying out the command of Allah. So I suggest that you turn my head down. This must not result in reluctancy in carrying out the command of Allah. And the second request I have, oh my father, and this is the point I want to deduce. Ismail alayhi salam tells his father that, oh my father, while slaughtering me, it would be my human reaction to kick. And when I kick, naturally my clothes will be stained with my blood. And this is the only garment I have. And naturally my mother will want to keep this garment, you know, for years to come, to cherish as a means of remembrance. He says, oh my father, I do not want to bring any grief and sorrow to my mother after I have left this world. Once upon a time, the Ismail of the Ummah was so sensitive to the sentiments of his mother, who took into cognizance the joy of his mother while dying on the command of Allah. What has happened to the Ismail of today, who loudly, clearly, explicitly, aggressively raises his voice in the presence of his own mother? Nabi alayhi salam said, no hajj, no umrah, no zakat, no fasting is accepted of that person who gives preference to his wife over his mother. Brothers, two things I still want to mention. There's so many other points to mention. As I mentioned in the beginning, one is the relationship between mother and wife. This is a very sensitive relation. Many marriages are in jeopardy because of this very relation. Ask the ulama. The ulama are faced with these questions on a daily basis, where because of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, marriages dissolve and break up. Brothers, I want to present two ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam to substantiate my pattern of thought in what I am suggesting or advocating at this juncture. The first hadith appears in Jam'ul Fawaid. The narrator is Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrated by a woman. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha quoting the words of Nabi alayhi salam, that أعظم الناس حقا على المرأة زوجها وأعظم الناس حقا على الرجل أمه, that the greatest obligation a woman owes is to her husband, and the greatest obligation a man owes is to his mother. The first hadith, the greatest obligation a woman owes is to her husband, and the second hadith, and the greatest obligation a man owes is not to his wife but to his mother. The second hadith appears in Bayhaqi on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salam said, man asbaha muti'an lillahi fi waliday, whoever gets up in the morning obeying Allah with regards to his parents, asbaha lahu babani maftuhani min al-jannah, he gets up in such a condition that two doors of Jannah are open for him. وَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ عَاسِيًا لِلَّهِ فِي وَالِدَيْهِ, and whoever gets up in the morning disobeying Allah with regards to his parents. Brothers, while you and I sit here and I focus on the elderly people, you may wonder that this is a wonderful topic for my son to be present, for my son to listen to. But I want to ask you, oh my respected father, oh my respected grandfather, those that are senior than me in age, while you want your son to respect you, my cry to you is, my call to you is, when last have you visited the grave of your parents? When last have you visited the grave of your parents? Nabi alayhi salam says that certain people enjoy high ranks and high abodes in Jannah, and they say, Ya Allah, I did not do this, I did not do that. Allah says, no, no, your son is making dua for you, and this is the reward. Brothers, I am addressing a congregation that is fairly affluent. Allah has given you a lot of wealth. Nabi alayhi salam says, one of the best ways in which you could reward your parents after their demise is to initiate sadaqah al-jariyah. Sadaqah al-jariyah has various forms. One of the best ways, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, go to such a place where people are living in abject poverty, where people do not even have the basic necessities like water to drink. Go to such a place and make water available to those who do not have water. Wallah, those people will drink from that well. Allah will elevate the stages of your parents in Jannah. Brothers, there are so many youngsters, ask the ulama, who say that, you know, on whose door can I knock? When I had wealth, today Allah has blessed me with wealth, Allah has blessed me with health, my parents are gone, I wish I could take my parents for Hajj. Brothers, do not cry when it is too late. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that tell the disobedient son, he could do what he wants, he will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannah. The riwayat of Abu Dawood, Iyakum wa'ukukul walidain. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, any sin you perpetrate in this dunya, Allah will take you to task on the day of Qiyamah. But there is one sin, Allah will not leave you here, Allah will not leave you there. And that is disobedience to parents. Umar bin Abdul Aziz advises Ibn Bahran, listen to these advisors. He says, I give you three advisors. Number one, لا تأتين بأبواب الصلاتين وإن أمرتهم بمعروف أو نهيتهم عن المنكر. Do not sit in the company of the kings, rulers and emperors, although your endeavors may be noble in trying to invite them towards good. Why? You will be engulfed with materialism. Number two, لا تخلون بإمرأة ولو علمتها سورة من القرآن. Do not sit in the company of a woman, even though you are teaching her a chapter of the Quran. And number three, لا تصحبن عاقل لوالدي. Do not befriend a man who is disobedient to his parents. Allah has no regard for that man. Brothers, let me conclude on the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, where I urge the brothers in this gathering, brothers, I ask you to go back to your wife and tell her, I said this on many occasions, perhaps, brothers, the relationship between your wife and your mother, perhaps it is hostile, but I ask you to go back to your wife and tell her, let me explain this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. It would make it easier for you to understand and comprehend what I am saying. Nabi alayhi salam said that if you disobey your parents, if you get up in the morning disobeying your parents, two doors of Jahannam are open for you. So the Sahabi says, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, what happens if my parents oppose me or they oppress me? Nabi alayhi salam looked at him and he said that, وَإِن ظَلَمَاهُ وَإِن ظَلَمَاهُ. O my Sahabi, if they oppress you not once, not twice, not thrice, you disobey them once, the doors of Jahannam open for you. It can never be correct for you to raise your voice, for your wife to raise her voice in front of that woman who had suckled you, who had bore you, who had taken you from pain to pain. Brothers, indeed it is a hostile relation. Go back to your wife, let us look at the situation objectively, that the greatest obligation a woman owes is to her husband, and the greatest obligation that you owe is not to your wife but to your mother. That which is jeopardizing our marriages, that tell your wife that from today onwards, you serve my mother. Do not wait for a jazakallah from my mother. If my mother is happy with you, my jannat is made. If I am happy with you, my jannat is made. If my mother is happy with me, my jannat is made. Brothers, that which is jeopardizing our marriages, why not look at it with a spiritual eye? Let us look at it with the eye of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much more to mention. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah inspire one and all. Those of us that our parents have left this world, let us go to their qabrs. Brothers, let us cry. Let us give charity on their behalf. Let us give charity on their behalf. That Allah elevate the stages in Jannah. Those of us that our parents are alive. Wallah, brothers, we do not believe in Mother's Day. In Islam, every second, every hour, every day, every year is a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. Of course, if you're going to give a gift on a Mother's Day, it will come in a resemblance of kuffar, which will earn you guna instead of reward. Every day, pick up that phone, ask your mother, tell your mother a happy word. Wallah, it will bring joy to your mother. Take the du'as of your parents. Wallah, brothers, we make du'a to the Almighty Allah, that Allah give our parents long lives. Allah give them barakah in their health. Allah give them barakah in their wealth. Allah give them the most befitting reward. Brothers, I know personally, when I was studying in the madrasa, I wanted to leave the madrasa. My father told me that, oh my young boy, go and study, there is a future ahead of you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that Allah give our parents the best of rewards for the wonderful advisors. Allah give them the most befitting rewards. Allah give them the best of rewards for the wonderful advisors they had given us. May Allah inspire one and all.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.